outstanding effort from training on. Just incredible effort, very competitive, terrific young players, and you know, I think they all know the future is really bright, and come back with the same incredible effort and attitude that they've shown from day one. I have no doubt they will, and they'll just build off this. This is just, you know, for most of these guys, this is the tip of the iceberg, and that's what's so great.
What is the high point for you this season? It's been a season with a lot of low points and a lot of rebounding. What was the thing in retrospect?
A lot of high points. I would say just to see a team come together. You know, when you make a coaching change, you have to transform a new culture, and these guys and the coaching staff just formed an incredible bond and ability to prepare and ability to win. And that can take years, and they did it all in about 6 months.
Yep.
And, you know, that's what's so great here. You know, we're all crushed to be eliminated, crushed. And that's, you know, you're in this because you love it so much, but you're devastated. And but I have no doubt these guys will be back, and they're more confident than ever now that they know what they accomplished.
This is your third head coach finishing his first season. Does this one feel any different than the first two? Because
wow,
you reached
this is,
the playoffs, and it seems like there's so much promise.
There's just so much promise with Chip and his staff and this group. I mean, it's all, you know, a young, dynamic coaching staff merged with a young, terrific group of players who really want to win, and they do it with class, and they do it with great chemistry, and they love each other, and they will do anything to train and be better, and this only will, you know, serve to motivate them even further. They know now they're good. Now they just got
to
get better.
What do
obviously
you think needs to happen for them to take the next step? You had a home playoff game. I mean,
I think
where do they need to go with the
game? You know, I think we have to obviously get off to a better start in the season. But this was because it was a young team, and they were just finding out how good they were. But you know, I think if we can, obviously, you want to try to get a bye in the first round. That would be the next goal: win the division, get a bye. But you got to come back, you know, with the same. You're 0-0 when you start the next season. But this group is just awfully pleasing to, I think, us and the fans. That it's such a great group of guys, both the players, the coaches, and everyone around them, that you can't help but root for them because they try so hard. You could see this in May, June, July. You could see it in August. You could see it coming together. It didn't reflect in the record early. But once you saw what they could do, you know, coming back 20-7 in a playoff game tonight, it was, you know, just heartbreaking.
Do you found your franchise quarterback?
You know, I don't want to comment on any player, but how can you not be impressed with Nick and everything he's accomplished, including tonight? I mean, no turnovers, led us back from 20-7. Incredibly impressive.
You obviously had a lot of faith in Chip Kelly in hiring him, but was there anything you saw this season that surprised you in a good way?
Well, I you know, I'm not totally surprised, but I just was weakly reminded how dedicated and intelligent and dynamic and how much he has a feel for players. And it's not just all about his X's and O's. We know it's pretty dynamic, but his ability to rally and bring people together for a common cause, very impressive, and it's going to serve us great starting next year.
Does this exceed your expectations for, you know, this first-year coach and the way you revamped this team?
Well, you know, my expectations were more about making sure that we had a terrific coaching staff that could transform a roster and a group of young players into something special, and that was it. It wasn't about wins and losses, and I was, you know, incredibly impressed how quickly Chip and his staff were able to get this group together and perform extremely well. And there's just so many, you know, good young players around this locker room that they'll be incredibly dedicated coming back. We know that.
You've talked before about...
You feel like you're in a position in a lot of ways to get better?
Oh, for sure. Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's a missed opportunity, and it's the tip of the iceberg. I think everybody in this room knows it. Very young team, and at the same time, they've already learned what it takes. And now they just got to execute a little bit better, have a little better early start of the season. And I think they, you know, they clearly feel they have what it takes. And
do you feel that way too, like what you might be able to bring in here? I mean,
oh, sure. Very confident.
You talked before about how the draft process changed 2 years ago. Can you talk about how impressive these two draft classes have been?
It's been the unwritten sort of background to the season. When we streamlined the draft process, allowed Howie to really function as a group, he hired great people, and the last two draft classes speak for themselves, and we're poised for a really good one this. And, at the same time, the atmosphere here, the chemistry is great. I think it'll attract terrific players around the league. And, if you're a young player, wouldn't you want to play for Chip?
Let's take two more, please. Two more.
When the dust settles in a couple of days, obviously disappointed now.
Yeah.
But what's the one positive thing that you take away from this whole experience?
Just an incredible chemistry in this team with excellent young talent. And that's a powerful combination with excellent coaching. And you can combine great coaching, great talent, and great chemistry, and you can go anywhere. And that was the missed opportunity tonight. We were a dangerous team.
Okay. Michael Vick may or may not be back next year. Can you just talk about what he's meant to the organization
Michael.
As yours here?
Yeah, Michael has been as impressive to all of you, I'm sure, but to us just internally. Incredibly mature teammate, leader, and somebody who helped Nick tremendously, and he's been a joy to have. He's been a joy to have, and represented the team always with class. And didn't know a lot about Michael before he came, heard a lot, and he's been very impressive.